they covered themselves because they realized they was naked. Even though they had been naked all along, they was covered in God's glory. And the first thing that came was shame. And then after the shame, what was the next thing that came? Fear, because now they heard God's voice coming and they ran from the very source that they had got all their benefits from up to this point. And what happened after that? They hid themselves from the presence of God. And God is saying to you and I this morning, don't hide from me, run to me. Even when you miss it, even when you mess up, even when you blow it big time. I don't know about you, but I've blown it big time. And shoot, if I ain't careful, I can still blow it big time now. But the thing about it is, I know if I mess up, if I miss God's mark, because that's all sin is. Sin means you miss God's mark. You don't run from God, you run to Him. And when you run to Him, you don't run to Him like when God asked Adam, hey, what did He ask Adam? He said, Adam, where are you? Adam says, I hid myself because I am naked. Did you know that recognize the next question God asked? Who told you was naked? In other words, who told you something about you that I didn't say to you? Who's sharing stuff with you that I didn't speak over you? Who's sharing things into you, speaking things into your life that I have not called you? He said, who told you you was naked? Did you eat of the tree that I told you not of? Do you know, sometimes God can make things so plain that because it's so simple, we miss it. I'll tell you, I had a situation here recently and God gave me an assignment to go do something. I'm like, okay, God, I can go do that. And I'm focusing on one part of it, but what I found out, that was not the most important part in God's eyes. Sometimes God will send you to a job and you think you're going to the job to help them and you know, get resources and all that. But God says, no, the reason why I sent you, because there's somebody there who needs salvation. And I need you to be the one to go there who will demonstrate to them what it looks like to operate according to the kingdom of God. And when the time is right, I will give you the words to speak to them that they might receive salvation. Guess what that does? That changes everything.